I appreciate the Lord, don't you?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We want the Lord to help us here tonight.
Bless
Book of Hosea, if you have your Bibles, chapter number 3. Book of Hosea, chapter number 3. Familiar scripture to Bible readers. This is one of the greatest love stories, I believe, known to mankind. Hosea, chapter number 3. One verse of scripture. Amen. The Bible reads like this. Then said the Lord unto me, go yet love a woman, beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love flagons of wine. Thank you for standing here tonight for the reading of the word of the Lord.
Bless, sir.
I don't think I've ever preached from this particular verse before. This is what I felt on my heart here tonight. Amen. And if God would help us, it'll take me a few minutes to get to my text, but I would like to preach on, He's never stopped loving you.
Amen. Right.
He's never stopped loving you.
Bless Him, Lord.
In the text here tonight, in this onstart of the book of Hosea, this happened approximately 800 years before the birth of Christ. Amen. The place was Israel. Amen. And during this time, in the period of 20 years, 4 kings had been assassinated. And the Assyrians had invaded Israel from the north. It was a terrible time, amen, in Israel. There wasn't much peace. There wasn't much right going on, amen. But during this hard time, there was a young couple that fell in love with one another, amen, in a remote hill town of Ephraim. 2 young people fell in love, and the man's name was Hosea, and the woman's name was Gomer.
Yeah.
She didn't have a good reputation. In fact, Gomer was a woman of the night. She was a prostitute, if you will. And Hosea fell in love with this woman. Matter of fact, God commanded Hosea to love this woman. Praise God. And so naturally, I could imagine the word spread around town. Can you believe who Hosea, the man of God, the prophet, is going to settle down and marry? Amen. That old Gomer. Can you believe that? Praise God.
Come on.
And Hosea decides to make a marriage, and he give his hand in marriage to this woman by the name of Gomer. Amen. Thank God. He believed in her. Praise God.
Yeah.
He gave her his last name. Amen. Right. Gomer responded, praise God, to his love. And God had looked like put his hand upon this marriage. And I was reading a little bit there this evening, and it wasn't very long till God blessed them with a young boy, a young baby boy. And it went on, it wasn't very long, God gave them a daughter. And then thirdly, God gave them another son. So 2 boys and a girl.
Yeah.
It looked as though, Brother Tommy, amen, that this family that was put together, maybe everybody in the neighborhood said, how in the world is it ever going to work out? It looked like God had his hand on this marriage, amen. It looked like happiness all around, praise God. But, amen, blessed them with 2 boys and a girl, amen. And God was blessing the hand of this marriage, but you know what happened? Something happened, amen. In the process of time, the Bible leaves out years, you know. How long was they married? It looks as though some years had passed by.
Yeah.
Amen. And this marriage had made it and had stuck together, praise God. But something bad happened one evening. Hosea probably come in from work, not even a note left behind or nothing. And Gomer had took off, amen, to follow her former pursuits, amen. Gomer had taken off and been turned into a woman of the streets again. Can you imagine the pain? Can you imagine the heartache? Can you imagine the humiliation Hosea the prophet,
bless
this man
Lord.
Of God, it went through. I couldn't imagine the tears that he had shed in the midnight hours. Amen. Oh, the pounding of the broken heart. Amen. I believe his heart was shattered. Amen. Oh, but you know what? Hosea never stopped loving Gomer. Amen.
Right.
My text here tonight is God has never stopped loving you. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. I read this and this smote my heart. I want you to listen to this. Some of you have heard J. Vernon McGee on the radio. J. Vernon McGee wrote these words, amen, in Through the Bible, volume number 3. And he said this. He said, I think that God has made woman finer than man. For this reason, when a woman goes bad, she goes further down than a man goes. It is not the sin, amen, is worse in a man than it is a woman, but the results are far more detrimental. Listen to this. J. Vernon McGee says, in my ministry, I have seen children overcome the handicap, amen, of a never good dad. But he said, I've never seen children make a turnaround from a mother that has went bad. And I thought about that today as I read that. I thought about that and I thought, oh God, amen, I've seen the very same thing in my years of preaching. Amen, that dad can go wayward and he can run away. As a matter of fact, John Wesley's dad turned sour, and Susan Wesley raised, I think, 11 or 12 preachers. Amen, that woman of God raised a house full of God-fearing men. Amen, but for some reason, when the mom goes bad, for some reason, when that mother, amen, fails, it leaves a detrimental place in that house.
Amen.
Oh, God, I can imagine, amen, Hosea coming home. Where's your mother, kids? We don't know, Dad. She packed her bags, amen, and she went down that dusty road, and that's the last we've seen of her.
Bless
amen,
him,
split
Lord.
The family. Oh, tears cried in the midnight hour.
Oh, God.
Amen, but oh, Hosea, never stop loving Gomer, amen.
Right.
Think of the devastation. Think of the tears that them babies cried. Amen. That for that mother that they had loved. Amen. And honored now walked away. Oh, it was a sad, sad day. Amen. In his trauma, Hosea, amen, sought for God for direction. Just like any good saint of God should. Especially a man of God. Hosea cried unto the Lord. Amen. Here's, I'm getting to my text now. Hosea cried unto the Lord. And he said, God, look at what's happened. Look at what's happened to me here. My wife has left me. Amen. She's broke my heart. She's broke my baby's heart. I don't even know where she is. Amen. I believe Hosea was looking for God to say, you did your best. Amen. Just let her go. You did your best. You can't change who she is in her heart. You've got to let her go. But no, that's not what God said. God spoke to the prophet Hosea, and God said, amen, Hosea, I got a word for you. No matter the cost,
amen,
no matter the humiliation, no matter the trouble, you go find her and you bring her home. You bring her home.
Bless him, Lord.
And that's just like God.
That's right.
That's just like, amen, God's love for God.
That's right.
So
amen.
The world. That he gave his only begotten son. God loved us that much. Now he said, I don't care how low you go. I don't care how far in the gutter you get. I don't care how much of an alcoholic you become. I don't care how much of a drug addict.
That's
I don't care
right.
what
Amen.
Kind of sin
on,
that you get into. I
Bless
still love you. For that.
Amen.
Oh, I'm not condoning sin. I'm not patting sin on the back. But let me tell you something. There's not a place you can get to. There's not a low that you can go that you get out of the reach of an almighty God.
Amen.
I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost in this house tonight. And I come to tell you, God still loves you.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Amen. Oh, most time visiting church like this, I preach something I ran through the mill a time or two. Amen. But this is fresh off the press. It's what I had on my heart for this service tonight. I come to tell us, God, he ain't stopped loving you. I come to tell us, God still loves you.
Amen. Come on.
You know, sometimes life turns sour.
Right.
Sometimes life goes south.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, God, you don't love us anymore.
Come on.
I'm reminded of the story. I may get some of the finite details wrong. But this girl got to the end of her rope. End of the rope, if you will. And she decided to give up on life. And she decided she was going to commit suicide. Amen. And she called. I think she was trying to call a friend and say, hey, this is the end of it. I'm giving up. Amen. But she called the wrong number, but she got the right person. And in that call, she read, an old man of God. I can tell you his name. Most of you know him. But anyway, he got to talking to this girl. And while I was on the phone, she was saying, I'm giving up. I'm going to quit. Amen. And while she was talking, God revealed to this preacher, God spoke to the man of God and said, tell her what her name is. Amen. The preacher talked to her and he said, if I can tell you your name, you called me on a whim. You called me not meaning to. But God just spoke to me and said he loves you and he knows your name. And he said, if I can tell you your name, will you promise me you won't follow through with what you got planned? And she said, if you can tell me my name. I think she was already climbed up, had the noose ready. Amen. And she said, if you can tell me my name, I'll climb down this very moment. And the old preacher told her her name. And she wept. And she cried. And she got down. I come to tell us, you can't go so far that God don't know where you are. Pray for me here. I ain't going to be much longer. I need the Lord to take control here.
Holy Ghost,
amen. Why would Hosea? Amen. God said, go get her back. Why would Hosea even want her back? Amen. Look at how she's done him. Amen. Walked out on him. Not only has she committed adultery, she's in the prostitution ring. And it appears, amen, great God, it appears that she has now gone into slavery.
Yes,
and somehow life had took a bad turn and things didn't turn out like she thought they would. And she's now a slave. Let me tell you something. That old story that says, sin will take you farther than you want to go. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. Amen. Old Gomer can say amen to that. She never thought she'd turn into a slave. She she'd get to the place that nobody even cared about her soul.
Right. Bless Lord.
But God said, Hosea, just like Israel has turned their back on me.
Yeah.
Just like my people have committed whoredoms against me. You got to love her like I love my people.
Oh, God.
I'm about to feel like preaching now. Why would he love her? Her beauty was gone. Amen. Oh, her looks were gone. Amen. That young, fresh love, it was gone. Amen. Oh, but Hosea said, I'm going to find Gomer, brother. Amen, Gary. Thank God, I can see Brother Tommy going out in the neighborhood and asking people, have you heard of Gomer? Where's she at? Have you seen my wife? Have you heard of any news from her? What do you want with that old scoundrel? What do you want with that old... Amen. She left you. Do you know what she was before you got her? And you know what she is now? Why do you care about Gomer? Don't worry about what I care. Just tell me where she is. I still love her.
Amen.
She's turned her back on me. She smacked me in the face. She's broke my baby's heart. But I still love her. It's a perfect picture he loved her once. Oh, he loves her now. Hello, he'll always
always love her. Amen. I can see no magnificent portrayal. Amen. Greater. Amen. Than the love of God. Than this picture that I'm preaching to you tonight. Behold what manner of love that God has for his people. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
He poured his life out for us. Gomer's pathetic condition also portrays to us, amen, the viciousness of sin. Her adultery had reduced her from being an attractive woman, amen, to unattractive. Great God, her sin had broken her family's heart, amen, and sin will do just that. I feel the Holy Ghost to tell somebody tonight, you can make a turn. Those girls sing it tonight, amen, I turn left. I should have turned right. Hey, I come to tell you some good news.
Yes,
you can make a right turn.
Amen.
In this service tonight, you can make a turn. Amen. And change your whole life's course right here on a Friday night. Somebody can get in this altar and make a turn.
Amen, brother. Come on.
Glory.
Oh, bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
Not only does sin hurt those in your life, sin hurts God.
That's right. Come on.
That's right.
Did you know that?
Yes, Lord.
When we sin, it breaks the heart of God.
Amen. Oh, God. You're right.
Woo! Hosea would learn from this wretched situation with Gomer how to deal with his own nation. Amen. Which was also playing the harlot with God. Israel had forsaken the love of God. Amen. Bartering his gifts. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. But Hosea suffered. He grieved. He moaned over this beloved wife of his by the name of Gomer. And now he was beginning to realize how God thought of his people.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Now Hosea could understand the heart of God. God, I see how you love Israel. Even though they walked away. Even though they turned their back on you. Hosea was saying, God, I know how you love them. Because I love Gomer. I should love her. Everything in life says I should let her go. But I love her. And I come to tell you here today, he's never stopped loving you.
Be to God. Amen, brother.
Yes, God. Bless you,
Lord. Somebody in this service has said those words recently. God don't love me.
Jesus.
You know how I believe that?
Bless him, Lord.
Because the Lord spoke those words.
Come on.
And said, go preach. I never stop.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He never stopped loving you. Amen. Those sins have wounded God. Those sins have wounded you. Amen. It's affected everybody in your life. Great God. Amen. But oh, I come to tell you, he still wants what's best for you. He still loves you. No matter that everybody else has wrote you off. No matter everybody in the neighborhood. Amen. Said, let's let Gomer go. She ain't worth your time. She ain't worth that heartache. But thank God, I can hear him say, I'll never stop loving her. I'll never stop loving her. Hosea never stopped loving his wife Gomer. And he never stopped searching for her. Amen. One day in the marketplace, he heard of a slave auction. I'm getting near the end here. He heard that they had an auction down at the local auction house. They weren't selling cows and horses. They weren't selling farm equipment. They were selling humans down at this slave auction. Oh, God. And Hosea said, maybe down there I could find my wife. Maybe down there I could find the one that I love. Oh, but you know what? He got down there, Brother Tommy. Amen. Brother Ronnie, he gets down there. Amen. And he gets to looking around. He gets to asking. Anybody heard of a woman named Gomer? And he gets to tell what she looks like. But he ain't seen her so long that she don't look like she used to look. No, he
ain't seen that lady. I don't know who you're talking about. But he gets down there, Brother George. Amen. And he scurries through that place. And finally he looks up there. Amen. And he goes across. Everybody standing on that stage. That's getting ready to get sold like an animal. And he looks up there and he says, I think it's her. Oh, but sin. Amen. Has run rabbit. Amen. Sin has destroyed her. She don't look like she did. She looks older. She looks marred. She looks troubled. But I think that's her. Gomer! And he hollers, Gomer! And he gives another holler. Is that you? And she's looking down. Her face is gray. Oh, her hair is probably gray. Sin had destroyed her!
Yes, Lord. Come on, brother. Glory to God.
She perks up, Brother George.
Come on.
And she says, man, I think I know that voice. Oh, by the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I think I know that voice.
Hallelujah.
And she looks up. And their eyes meet one another. And she looks into the eyes of a man that loves her. Let me tell you something. There ain't no feeling in life than a feeling that somebody loves you.
Amen.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. I said there's not a feeling in the world no better than the that somebody loves you.
I
love you, brother. I want you to know that. I love you. I'd say, give one of your hands and tell you, I love you. But great God, I come to tell you, I don't love you like God does. I say, I can't love you like God does. God said, stop loving you. You might have walked out to the deepest of the depths, but I still love you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Grace
glory,
found its way in the auction block.
That's right. Come on.
What is grace? It's really unmerited love.
Yeah, it is.
Amen. That's very basic and very simple. But grace is, I should get my just recompense rule. I should get what I deserve.
Oh, God.
Amen. I didn't get what I deserve.
Right. Come on.
I looked at this. I read two or three commentaries.
Come on, bro.
See, I didn't know this. Amen. But under the old law, this was the Old Testament. Under the old law, if a man's
Come
wife
on.
Did what Gomer did,
right.
he
on.
Could take her out to the city. To the city in front of everybody
right.
and say, look, listen what this woman has did to me. And they were stoned her
right.
dead on the spot.
Amen.
If you remember, you come all the way up in the New Testament. Remember that woman? They was in the very act of getting ready to stone her. Woo. Amen. Aren't you glad for grace?
Amen.
I picture that grace here.
Come on.
Aren't you glad for grace?
Amen.
But luckily to that woman, this day Jesus was here.
Right.
The judge wasn't there. The high priest wasn't there, but his name was Jesus, was in the place. Jesus was there, and Jesus said, I got something to tell you, boys. We caught her in the very act. Jesus said, you without sin, cast the first stone.
Amen. Amen. Come on. God bless
you. Her eyes meet, Brother George. I believe she whispers to Jose.
Come
Amen.
On. Come on.
Are
come
you
on.
Really here?
Glory, glory, oh, glory be to God.
I you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
After I scandalized your name.
Thank you, Lord.
I walked out on
Thank
my face. Look at how I've done you. And you're here for me.
Right. Oh, Amen.
God. Here's my text tonight.
Glory,
he looks at her with
glory,
tears
glory,
running down his
God.
Face. And he says, Gomer, not only am I here for you, I'm taking you home, and I'll never stop loving
That's
you.
Right.
Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost
yeah,
in this.
Yeah.
I'll never stop loving you. While you was running the streets in the midnight hour, while you broke my baby's heart, I still love you.
Bless you, God. Holy, holy.
So, Brother George,
Hallelujah.
I forgot the part when he goes, he tells his kids, he says, I'm going to find your mom. Amen. And the Bible said he got, what was it? 8 or 9 barleys, bushels of barley. and he got some handfuls of sequel. I looked at that. I didn't know this. They were in Judges 12 or chapter 12 or 19, 1. I can find it for you. Except for my notes, but I left all that behind now. Amen. It said that the priest, amen, they'd give him 15 shekels of silver.
Come on.
Amen. 15 shekels of silver. That's what the priest made in a year. And plus, around the board, they put him up and gave him 15 shekels of silver.
Come on.
Praise God. Well, amen. When you calculate what he paid for Gomer was 30 pieces. Shekels of silver, which was the price of a slave. And I know that sounds bad, but that's actually a pretty steep price. Rich people bought slaves, not poor people. So that was 2 years' wages for a priest. Amen. Praise God. I don't know how he did it, but he went down there and he said, kids, I've got my money full with every dime we own. Amen. Everything I've got is in my pocket, and I'm going to take all the barley that I have left, and I'm going to find your mom.
Hey,
I'm going to find your mother. Hey, you mean you came for me? Yes, I came for you, Gomer, and I'm taking you home.
That's right. Bless him, Lord.
So the auction gets started. They auction off several, and it gets to Gomer. I can't talk like an auctioneer. Anybody here can help me?
God bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Nobody bids.
Come on.
Isn't that like God?
Yes, it is.
He knew how much he had.
That's right.
So the price of a slave, which was the minimum price, I guess, at that auction, will anybody give the price of a slave? Her price had gone down so bad. At one time, she was beautiful, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
At one time, men up and down the streets paid good money, amen, to be in the company of this woman. But her, let me tell you, when sin gets done with you,
right,
it leaves you stranded.
That's right, brother. You're right.
Right.
You're right.
So he raised his hand to God. And he said, that's all I got.
God, have your way, Lord.
Come on.
That's all I got. And I'll give everything I got. Amen. To take her home. Going once, anybody? Going twice? Amen. Anybody give a dollar more? Amen. And they sling the gavel down. Sold to that crazy man with tears running down his face. Sold. And everybody laughed. And everybody made fun of him. But on his way home, he picked her up. And he said, Gomer, you're coming home to me. You're going to my house. I always loved you. I still love you. And I'm going to die loving you. And I come to tell you, God still loves you.
Glory be to God.
Stand with me in this house.
Jesus.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
Don't help me out there. Jesus. Mary's voice is hurting her. Maybe you can help me here. Somebody else, whoever. It don't matter. After the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Pray for me, Sister Maria.
Lord, have your way.
This is a serious
Lord.
Service here.
Bless yes. him, Lord. Amen. Come on.
I got 100 messages I could have flipped off the shelf and preached.
Bless
you. Ready to roll. I love to preach. There's no church down the street. I've been going down there a lot on Sundays.
Yep.
Preaching for them. And a fellow called me the other day, said, short notice. I said, buddy, you're calling a preacher. I'll preach with an hour's notice. Amen. Preach with there as long as I got time to get ready and get there.
Praise
I'm ready.
God. Come on.
Woo! Matter of fact, I can preach in the parking lot if I need to.
Right. Come on. Yeah. Right. Come on.
Hey. The Lord sent this old preacher by here on Friday night in Ashland.
Oh, come on.
Tell somebody you
bless
love.
Bless him, Lord. That's right.
Lay your hands with me, church. Come on, girls. You're going to play for me.
Your way.
Hey, yes, let's pray, Lord.
God, you dealt with my heart.
You sent me down here for this service, for this time, for this
yes.
moment.
Yes.
To tell somebody in this house to love them. God, I pray you prick a heart right now. Lord, I pray you prick a heart in this house right now. And you meet this need, God. You accomplish this right now in this house. Wouldn't that be a way to start off revival? Somebody come up here.
Say,
man, I'm
going
to make a turn. I'm turning. Yeah, I come to taste their love. I wish I could have preached better to you. I really do. I ain't got the voice for Ronnie's belt. I've been coughing for 18 months. I got COVID 18 months ago, and I ain't quit coughing since. I have a hard time.
Come on, come on, church. Raise your hand with me right here. Raise your hand with me. Hey, Langer, I'm getting ready to call us in right here. You need to make a move. You need to make a move. Right here, I'm going to cry out.
Save that soul, Lord. Save that soul, Lord.
Holy, holy, holy. My heart's broken. I feel like Hosea. I feel like God.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Save that soul, Lord. Come on, save that soul, Lord. He's already tonight. If you need the Lord, you can find him in here. If you need the Lord, you can find him in this house.
Lord of my God,
while these girls sing,
and you will never
Lord,
win.
Lord,
Lord,
questions, the fears, and the why. Somebody here, she's desperate for freedom. From the past, the chains, and the lies. Feels like you've wasted so much time. Wanna move ahead, but you're still last in line. Feels like your running will never end, and you will never win. I don't know who told you you would not make it, and I don't know. You would not.